This is Akashvani, the news read by Navaneet Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Vikasit Bharat. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh last afternoon, Mr. Modi shared that over the past 11 years, the infrastructure budget has increased more than sixfold, with over 17 lakh crore rupees spent on highways and expressways and over 1 lakh kilometers of highways constructed.
2014 तक रेलवे में सिर्फ 20,000 किलोमीटर रूट का बिजलीकरण हुआ था, जबकि 2014 के बाद से 40,000 किलोमीटर से ज्यादा रेलवे ट्रैक का बिजलीकरण किया गया है। आज ब्रॉडगेज नेटवर्क का लगभग 100% बिजलीकरण हो चुका है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that for the first time, the Kashmir Valley and the capitals of Northeast are being connected to the rail network, while port capacity has more than doubled in the past decade and the number of inland waterways continues to grow. He said India is working at a rapid pace in every sector necessary for building a Vikasit Bharat. Calling for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges, the Prime Minister said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing conflict. Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, yesterday and discussed the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Both leaders agreed on the need to ensure freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on regional energy infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support for the welfare of the Indian community in Saudi Arabia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasized the need for a proactive, coordinated and forward-looking approach and underscored the importance of remaining vigilant in view of the evolving scenario in West Asia. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers constituting several senior ministers in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Union Ministers Nirmala Sitharaman, Hardeep Singh Puri, J.P. Nadda, Jitendra Singh, K. Ram Mohan Naidu, among others. During the meeting, it was also directed that all ministries and departments share relevant information, developments and advisories related to the ongoing situation through the MIB WhatsApp channel to ensure dissemination of accurate information to citizens and to effectively counter rumours, misinformation and fake news. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that fisheries in India are a vital source of livelihood and food security, supporting more than 9 million fishermen, largely comprising small, traditional and artisanal fishermen practicing sustainable methods. The minister said this while speaking at the ministerial session on fisheries subsidies at the World Trade Organization's 14th Ministerial Conference in Cameroon. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the session, he highlighted India's proactive and historical conservation efforts, including the annual fishing ban. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has accused the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government for security lapses, economic distress of West Bengal. He also highlighted low wage and bad conditions of labourers in the state due to the appeasement of illegal immigrants by Mamata Banerjee. The Congress has said that it will contest on all 294 seats in the upcoming assembly polls in West Bengal. Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary said this while talking to media in New Delhi. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League cricket began in Bengaluru last evening. In the opening match, the Royal Challengers Bengaluru kick-started their Indian Premier League title defence in style, thrashing Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.